It was Bobo. He fell off. And as he fell, a swallow snapped him up, thinking he was an extra large fly. Dreadful shock for him. He only just got away in time. I'll certainly hold tight, said Binky. And he climbed onto the bee's brown back. He took his parcels with him, but it was very difficult to hold them and to hold tightly to the bee's back too.
Wait, wait,
cried Binky in panic, as the bee's wings began to whir.
I'm not ready. I can't hold on with both hands because of Old Man Kindly's parcels.
The bee stopped whirring his wings.
Put the parcels in a bag and sling the bag over your shoulder, he said sensibly.
Haven't got a bag, said Binky. Bother, I've dropped one of the parcels. Now I'll have to get off and pick it up.
We shall never be off, said the bee impatiently. Put the parcels in your pockets, Binky.
I haven't got any pockets either, said Binky. What about you, bee? Haven't you any pockets?
Yes, but they are full already, said the bee.
Full? What of? And where are your pockets? Asked Binky in surprise.
In my knees, said the bee. Didn't you know that bees have nice little pockets there?
No, I didn't, said Binky, peering over the bee's body to look. Yes, I can see them. What a funny place to have pockets. And whatever have you got in them? They're full of yellow stuff.
Yes, I've been collecting pollen to take back to the hive, to make pollen bread, said the bee. I stuff it into my knee pockets. I was just going back to the hive when you called me.
I say, bee, I suppose you wouldn't empty your pockets and let me put my parcels in them, would you? Said Binky. Then I could have my hands free and my parcels would be quite safe. I could hold on tightly.
All right, said the bee,
and he emptied all the yellow pollen from his pockets.
Now put your parcels in, but do be quick.
Binky stuffed his tiny parcels into the bee's pockets, then held on tightly as the bee rose into the air with a loud humming of wings. He flew with him to Old Man Kindly's cottage, set in the midst of the moorland.
Wait for me and take me back, bee, cried Binky,
and he disappeared into the cottage. Old Man Kindly was delighted to see him and the parcels of magic for his new spell.
This is really very kind of you, he said. Now, what will you have as a reward for your kindness, Binky?
Well, I don't want a reward, said Binky. But you could perhaps reward the bee who brought me and my parcels here, Old Man Kindly. He let me stuff my parcels into his knee pockets so that I could have both hands free to hold on with.
Old Man Kindly went out to the waiting bee.
I hear you have been helpful and kind, he said. Look around you at my moorland. The heather is out and full of honey. Help yourself, bee, and take as much as you like.
Heather honey? Buzzed the bee joyfully. Best in the world. Thank you very much indeed.
And off he went to feast and to take back to his hive as much as he could carry. Binky went with him, enjoying licks of honey and a lovely ride. Thanks for lending me your knee pockets, he said to the bee. I never knew you had any before. Did you know that a bee had pockets in his knees? You didn't? Well, watch the bees coming and going to the flowers in your garden, and you'll soon see how they pack the yellow pollen into their pockets.
Isn't it a clever idea?
Mr. Whiddle on the train. Once a month, Mr. Whiddle went to see his old mother. He walked to the station, caught the train that went at 10 o'clock, spent the day with her, and then came home by the 4 o'clock train. And very often, when he came home, he looked